Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Breese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Mike Gregoire. How are you, Mike?
Great, Robert. Great to see you again.
Absolutely. And Mike right now is the co-founder partner of Brighton Park, and we're going to talk about private equity, but many of you may remember the last time that I interviewed him, he was CEO of CA Technologies, which everyone knew originally as Computer Associates, and engineered the sale to Broadcom for, I believe it was like $18.9 billion in cash.
Yeah, so it was a big number. I think it was the largest deal ever done in the software space at the time.
Yeah, and it was exciting. And so we're going to hear a lot about things like acquisitions. We're going to hear about boards. And we're going to hear Mike has some tremendous leadership insights on every moment matters and also operating at scale. But let's start off with Brighton Park. So after being an operator and CEO for years and years and years, you went into private equity, and my sense is Brighton Park, while everyone may not know the name, it's sort of setting a model that could be the future of private equity. Tell me if I'm wrong.
I think that that's the right way to characterize it. It really goes down to my partner, Mark Jaga, who'd spent, you know, the majority of his career in private equity, and he really observed as he was doing deals, the best companies and the best founders were becoming much more selective of who they took capital from. And what they were really looking for is true partnership. They wanted to be, you know, taking money from somebody that's built a sales force, somebody that's built a different product, somebody that launched into a different country. And, you know, there's no straight line when you're building companies. You bump into problems, you solve that problem, and you wake up the next day, you got the next problem coming. They wanted to have somebody that's been through that scale. And although not everything is a cookie cutter, and just because you did something well in the past does not mean it's going to work in the future, but you do have pattern recognition. And a young entrepreneur that's building a company wants to have that pattern recognition sitting around the table. And so Mark approached me about Brighton Park, and it was really his vision that got me excited about getting into private equity.
And you're doing a lot of work, I know, in technology, but also in healthcare, which is very hot right now because of all the transformation going on. Talk about some of that.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you know, our customers are what we call limited partners, our investors, their pension funds, their large family offices. There are a lot of foundations, and they're looking for getting return on their capital. And they want to have a portfolio approach of where their capital goes. Some of it they wanted to go into software. Some of it they wanted to go into software-enabled services. And some of it they wanted it to go into healthcare, because healthcare is one of the fastest-growing industries. The amount of capital that's put into healthcare is extraordinary, and it is an industry that is absolutely ripe for reinvention.
You're very involved with acquisitions and M&A. Outline some of the mistakes that people need to avoid. And this is a lot of CEOs. They're also buying companies. They're selling companies.
Yeah, I think that it really starts at the very beginning. What is your strategy and what is your motivation for doing an acquisition? The ones that I see that you just want to avoid is if you're trying to fix a broken company by, you know, trying to pair it with another company. That's not a reason to do an acquisition. The reason to do an acquisition is to understand economies of scale that are mapped to customer needs. For example, if you have a customer where they are using a particular product, but they could get more value out of that product, or they could get more value in general if they had a second product, that's a reason to do an acquisition, because now you can have one salesperson selling both products to the same customer. You have the same engineering departments now, so you can try to make these two products work closer together. And then obviously just the economies of scale.
And you have outlined throughout your whole career, since I've known you, and even before that, you were coming up with new leadership models. And one of them is operating at scale. And that's really, you've like 10 issues, anything from a startup to a $19 billion company. And one thing I thought was really interesting when you mentioned one of the 10 was culture. And you have this concept, a whisper at top is a scream at the bottom. Explain that.
Well, this is one that I've observed with myself, and I didn't realize the impact I had on people. And I'm an introvert by nature, so I tend to talk in smaller groups or in very large groups where, you know, I don't feel like I'm talking to just one particular person. And also communicating with boards as well. So it's really about understanding your voice. You are going to have an outsized impact on people, and you need to calibrate, you know, the language you use, the tone you use, the frequency of your communication, and everything you say is going to be interpreted, and you have multiple different constituencies. For example, Robert, you know, I might do a press release. Every financial analyst is going to read that press release, and they're going to interpret it a certain way. All of my customers are going to interpret that press release a certain way. All of my competitors are going to interpret it a certain way. Maybe companies like Broadcom that want to are looking to buy companies in the software space are going to take it a certain way. My board is going to take it a certain way. If you don't train yourself to really think through, you know, the magnitude of your voice and all the constituencies you're talking to, I think you're going to get surprised and get some unintended outcomes.
Interesting. And let's talk about another one, technology. So you've been in the technology field for ages and ages, really. And now technology is not a new industry, but it's so fast moving. What advice do you have about operating in technology, about knowing what's next, about knowing what to use and what not to use?
I think those are great questions. I think it's really delving down into understanding fundamentally what is changing in technology. Like, all of your listeners will know about ChatGPT, and if you grab the Wall Street Journal this morning, they're trying to put a pause on the next release of ChatGPT for 6 months because they want to really understand the magnitude of this and how it affects, you know, how it affects from a cultural perspective, how it affects from a legal perspective, and also, to a certain extent, how it affects from a moral perspective. As a CEO, you have to be massively interested in these topics, which means you have to dig in and understand what is the difference between, a microservices architecture and a monolith. I mean, sounds like a very nerdy concept, but it is going to have a profound impact the way that you can scale your company and serve your customers and the new innovation that you can bring to your customers. So I think the most important thing, Robert, is don't get tied up into what's happened in the past. As a leader, you better have a keen eye to what's going on in the future.
Okay, a quick question. We're in a commercial in about 1 minute. Tell me about a transformative moment that you had that changed your whole career. You said, this is what leadership is about. This is what I need to do.
Oh, my goodness. There's so many of them. But, you know, ones that really stick out is understanding that when you're working with a diverse set of management skills and a diverse set of managers, you can't treat everybody the same. You want to treat everyone the same with respect to compensation and promotion and evaluation. But the way that you communicate with people has to be different. You can't just say, this is my style and this is the way I'm going to work. It's kind of a little bit like, you know, Muhammad's got to move to the mountain. The mountain's not going to move to Muhammad. If you want to get the most out of people, you have to work with them and communicate with them in the way that they want to be communicated with. You know, some people like a very direct approach. Some people like a more personal approach. And to the extent as a leader you can understand what makes them tick, I think you're going to get the most out of your management team.
Anyone who wants to look up Bryden Park, what's the website?
It's bpc.com.
bpc.com. There you have it. On that note, we're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about boards and the mistakes to avoid when you're dealing with boards as a CEO. Back in a few.
Have you ever wondered how confectionaries are made, how spirits are distilled, or how scallops are harvested? Well, I'm Karen Antonini, the host of the Cultivated by Karen show. Each week, we'll take you around the world from the shores of Nantucket to the hills of Donegal to the Douro Valley. Our guests share their inspiring journeys, recipes, tips, insights, and more. Find us on Apple Podcasts, iHeart, and Spotify. If you enjoy the show, please don't forget to subscribe and like. Follow us at Cultivated by Karen show on Instagram.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO Show with Mike Gregoire. This is where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. Mike has built, sold many, many companies, and one of the things you've been deeply involved with is being on the board. But right now you're on two specific boards, but throughout your whole career you've been on boards. And you have a lot of insights on mistakes that CEOs should avoid when dealing with the board.
Sure. Well, it's a complicated topic, Robert, as you well know, especially with the guests that you interview. I think you probably get a lot of wisdom across the board, and I wouldn't profess to know everything, but I do find some pattern recognition with respect to boards, and I'll talk about it from a CEO perspective. First of all, I think it's great for a CEO, especially a publicly traded CEO, to get on another publicly traded board. Because I think you get a little bit more empathy when you are on that board. You can see how that particular CEO interacts with the board. You can see how the rest of the board interacts with each other. And I think it's a great learning experience. And I know I personally became a better CEO when I started going on other boards other than the company that I was running. Now, the thing that I think most CEOs make mistakes on, and we can start from the beginning, is, you know, first-time CEOs. One of the things that I always prided myself with is when I was not a CEO is I had a boss and I figured out what that boss wanted and I was going to overachieve and make that boss happy and try to be, you know, the best employee that he had and somebody that could be completely trusted, have the right work ethic, have the right, right way of interacting with him and the rest of the team. And really understanding what the objectives of the company were and making sure that everything I do was working towards those objectives. And I kind of mastered that after doing it for like 15, 20 years. And then you become a CEO and you wake up the next day and you don't have one boss anymore. You have like 9 to 12 bosses. And they all have type A personalities and they all have diverse backgrounds. And the notion that you can make them happy is just impossible. Your job is not to make them happy. Your job is to make them understand. And it took me a little longer to catch on to that lesson than I would have probably liked. And it's one of the things I always pass on to first-time CEOs is your job is not to make the board happy. Your job is to make them understand. And at the end of the day, if they walk away from the boardroom and they absolutely understand the strategy of the company, they understand exactly what you're doing to enable that strategy, that's victory.
And do you use the same strategy you had where you said when you're a leader, you have to treat each person differently, communicate with them in a unique way that will resonate with them? Is that true with board members or is that not true?
I think it's absolutely more apparent with board members because they don't have a lot of time. They're used to operating at a very high scale. You don't get onto boards unless you have, you know, a very high intellect and a lot of experience and your willingness to suffer through long-winded answers, or you're going to have a pretty good, you know, detector of is somebody trying to shine me on here or is this something that they're not really wanting to talk about? I think you're dealing with a more sophisticated audience, so you better bring your A game to all communications with the board. And one of the other things I noticed is when you're a CEO, you're probably working, you know, 60, 70 hours a week. You're thinking about your company all day, every day. And then you have a board meeting that lasts perhaps a day, day and a half at most. And these people are showing in, getting a pre-read. But, you know, they've spent maybe 4 or 5 hours reading the pre-read, and now they're going to get into an hour and a half discussion on a topic that you've probably spent 200 hours on. I find CEOs, and I found myself doing this as well, is a little bit unempathetic. Like, I think that they should understand a lot more than they do. And to the extent that I can slow down a little bit, bring them into my thinking, build some context for the situation, set the right level of priority and risk associated with the topic we're talking about, that the conversation becomes much richer. And the board will look back on you as being a lot more thoughtful, a lot more put together, and that you are definitely a good steward of shareholders' capital.
It's interesting when you mention context, because I know you have what we call Mike's leadership principles, every moment matters, and I sense that you bring in all of these into Brighton Park. So one thing that I'm curious about is the concept of anticipate the future, which we'd spoken about before, and now that is critical when you're going in private equity and you're bringing in a new company, you're trying to advance it, bring everything up to scale. What is really the secret with anticipating the future? How do you go about it?
You know, the thing about it is, first of all, you have to work tight with the CEO. As an investor, you have to really understand and be very curious of what is the CEO's vision of the company. Is it broad enough? Is the market big enough? You have to really be able to delve into those particular concepts. And you are investing in the future. Make no mistake about it. You are not investing in the past. So you have to not look at a company for what it is. You have to really look at a company for what it can be. And this is the difference between a great investor and a mediocre investor. Now, growth equity, the kind of investing that we do, it is absolutely critical that we have a strong point of view of how this company is going to evolve over the next 5 years, and it can't be status quo. I think if you invest in a company with a status quo mindset, I think you're going to be a very unsuccessful investor.
Just tell me now, everyone wants to know what's up and coming next in technology, and you've lived through so much of this. I always thought voice activation that really works could be a big thing. A lot of people are talking about AI, a lot of augmented reality. What do you see as the big game changer coming down the pike in technology?
Well, if we were to pick one thing, and I think it's pretty obvious, the whole notion of generative AI, and just think of the simple things. You hit the nail on the head. Like, everybody's tired of putting fingers on a keyboard. They just want to be able to say what they want and get an answer back. I think that is coming along extraordinarily quickly. So I think most systems, voice activation is going to be a very, a very mundane thing, that it just is what it is, and that's the way you interface with technology. You're going to be able to express your need and be able to receive that need either visually, like on a screen, or have the machine talk back to you. I give you an example. I have some art in my house here, and I put in a system. If you walk by that art and just say the code word is Josh, tell me about this art. It'll tell you about the artist. It'll tell you about when it was done. And is that a necessity? No. Is it nice to have? Yes. But think about, I don't know how to do an Excel spreadsheet. I do not want to go to a website. I do not want to have to crawl through, you know, the reams and try to figure out how to solve my problem. I either want to go into a chat bot and say, hey, how do I write this macro? And it come back and tell me how to do it. Or even better, I write the macro and I give it to the chatbot and say, why does this not work? And it just fixes it for me. That is not 5 years away. That's 5 months away. Those are the kinds of things that are happening right now. And that's a profound change in the way that humans interact with computers.
Well, Mike, a pleasure having you again on the CEO show.
Great, Robert. Always a pleasure.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Dr. David Rock. How are you?
Doing great, Robert. Thanks for having me here.
And a real pleasure, and everyone will love this because David is the CEO of Neural Leadership Institute, but really, He is arguably the foremost thinker in the world at the intersection of the brain and work. So just start off, and you know, I know it's 1998 when you founded not just the company, but the entire industry. Talk about what you do.
I mean, it's been a 25-year overnight success, as they say. But I've always been passionate about how the brain works. And to me, it was kind of such a no-brainer, for want of a better word. It was such a no-brainer to apply neuroscience to the world of leadership and organizational change and just work. Because, you know, we're all thinking for a living, right? So why wouldn't we want to understand the thing that's doing the thinking? But it's, I was just blown away when I realized my sort of personal interest in the brain wasn't being applied in organizations. I was like, surely someone must have done this. And I just sort of started slowly introducing the concepts into all the consulting work I was doing, the leadership programs I was doing. And we just found there was tremendous value, intrinsic value in understanding the brain for leaders. And it went from, you know, a few minutes in a program to becoming the entire work we do over 25 years. And there's just so many helpful insights if you sort of begin with how the brain functions when you're trying to think about particularly the people side of organizations. So that's been the journey.
So, David, you founded the entire industry of neuro leadership, which is the intersection of the brain and leadership and work. And you're actually working with 64% of the Fortune 100. Give an example of an organization you're working with and what happened.
I mean, one of the best partnerships we've had is with Microsoft. We started working with them shortly after Satya Nadella started, and he had a real passion for changing the culture. And we've been absolutely central in that change, designing how they think about leadership, how they develop leaders, you know, how people have conversations, give feedback. We've been really central to their whole culture change and continue to partner with them many, many years on. So that's been a huge success story, and we've seen how amazing their turnaround has been. And the other one is a little company we've probably all heard of called Boeing, not so small. They realized they really needed to do something about a culture of speaking up. It was a source of many issues. And they selected us from a really, you know, serious scientific assessment of all the providers and said, look, you guys have the best work on changing culture. We did an incredibly successful campaign there to build new habits. A year after executing that, the habits we built were even more embedded than when we assessed it a month later. So we're really able to show that when we build habits, they can not just stick, but actually get even deeper, which was very exciting.
So about 2 minutes before break, actually a minute and a half. So give us a sense. I know that your work, you accomplish in weeks what could happen in years, and you've worked with a lot of the top companies like Microsoft, Boeing. Just give a quick snapshot of an example of what you've done.
So our organization is 25 years old, the institute that I co-founded and I'm CEO of, and we've evolved a lot in that time. But for the last maybe 5 years or so, we've realized our strength is helping whole companies transform. And we're really the world leaders in science-based, data-driven behavior change at scale and doing that fast. And it turns out that you can really change an organization's culture for the better much faster than kind of conventional wisdom. You know, conventional wisdom is it's like a, you know, 3 to 5 year thing. It's very hard. You know, you do it top down. We find we can meaningfully change an organization in a matter of like 2 to 4 weeks as we get going. So it might take a whole quarter to do something, but that's an organization of 100,000 people. We can do that more meaningfully than it might take years. And we can do that because we understand the mechanisms that create organizational change. And ultimately, it's making something a priority, building habits, and then having systems that support that. So priorities, habits, systems is our meta understanding of organizational change. And the real kind of insight we've had is identify a few key habits and focus on them and scale them. That's kind of what we do better than anyone else. What are the really key habits that create change? How do we focus everyone on them? How do we scale them? How do we do that quickly across everyone?
And you have a concept called prioritizing.
So one of the things about this working memory capacity or the prefrontal cortex is it tires pretty easily. We tend to kind of start our day with relatively easy things, of which there are many, which is like, you know, responding to emails, right? Or you know, doing sort of the easy things. And by the time we've spent like half an hour on that, our brain's actually really, really noisy. And the most important thing we need to do actually is look through the noise and find the signal. Like, what do we really need to focus on today? Also known as, you know, prioritizing. Because, you know, for the CEO, if you just do what's in front of you, you'll just be dealing with, you know, not that important fires all the time. You'll never get to the really important stuff. So you have to prioritize. But the problem with prioritizing is it takes a lot of cognitive load. And as soon as you spend, you know, an hour or so just answering emails, you don't have the cognitive resources to prioritize anymore. So we actually have to kind of prioritize it, you know, do it before anything else, when your brain is fresh, maybe the night before, after dinner, or first thing in the morning. So yeah, prioritizing is one of the kind of techniques that really helps you get the most out of your brain.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Dr. David Rock, who is the CEO, founder of Neuro Leadership Institute, and really the founder of the entire industry. So just a question, what is the real difference between neuro leadership and leadership?
I mean, it's just adding a layer of understanding the brain to your leadership tasks. You know, if you are, you know, trying to build a strategy and you don't understand the brain, you're probably going to build a much more complex strategy. You're probably going to build a strategy that's less connected and integrated. But if you begin with how the brain works, you're going to prioritize things like simplicity, clarity, coherence. You know, you're going to think about the way people's brains process your strategy. And you're going to start with that lens. So it just makes you process everything kind of with the brain in mind, which makes you more, you know, everything you build and develop becomes more easy to digest.
It's almost like things become objective instead of subjective.
Yeah, you're putting things through a lens of you know, how will people receive this, right? Cognitively, but also emotionally, also socially. Like you're able to see a bit like that, you know, Neo in the Matrix story. You're able to see how people will react to your strategy, your ideas, your message, your communication, whatever, and respond more adaptively because you know what their brain's going to do, you know, pretty likely.
If anyone wants to go to your website, what is it?
Very simple, neuroleadership.com, one word, N-E-U-R-O, leadership, neuroleadership.com. There's, you know, lots of great case studies, examples, and stories there, and lots of research to read as well.
So, David, there is a lot of uncertainty in today's world. Tell us your thoughts on that and what advice you have.
Look, the more uncertainty there is, the more people's threat response increases. In other words, the baseline of anxiety that they wake up with, right? The higher that threat response, actually, the fewer resources we have for working memory, right? There's a seesaw here. So, you know, one of the first things is for leaders to do things that turn down that threat response for employees any way possible. And we can't magically predict the future, but we can create clarity, right? We might not be able to create certainty, but we can increase people's sense of clarity, right? Taking things off the table. You know, we're never going to do this, right? Timelining things, bringing people into the conversation more. So we can't increase people's sense of certainty. The world's very uncertain. But we can increase their sense of clarity, and that turns out to be very, very helpful. The other thing is just to respect the limits of the brain and, you know, make messages clearer, simpler, and, you know, easier to digest. You know, the more overwhelmed people are, the more they need leaders to focus on what's essential rather than being exhaustive. And I think there's a tendency when things get tough to kind of, you know, try to tick every box and give people every bit of information. But honestly, when things are tough, go back to being essential, not exhaustive. That will, again, help people with their sense of clarity, which is, you know, which is a big thing we can all benefit from.
Great. We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about not the CEO, but the teams and the cultures and how they function best. Back in a few.
Have you ever wondered how confectionaries are made, how spirits are distilled, or how scallops are harvested? Well, I'm Karen Antonini, the host of the Cultivated by Karen show. Each week, we'll take you around the world from the shores of Nantucket to the hills of Donegal to the Douro Valley. Our guests share their inspiring journeys, recipes, tips, insights, and more. Find us on Apple Podcasts, iHeart, and Spotify. If you enjoy the show, please don't forget to subscribe and like. Follow us at Cultivated by Karen show on Instagram.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with David Rock, who is the CEO and founder of the Neuro Leadership Institute. This is an organization that has really founded the intersection of the brain and leadership, and they work with 64% of the Fortune 100. So now let's shift to the organization. We know there's a lot of stress. We know that there is depression throughout organization. Explain how the brain works and what CEOs could do. You talked about turning around a culture in a couple of weeks.
It's been definitely a challenging time for everyone, for individuals, for organizations, for CEOs. Probably one of the toughest times of many people's lives, or most people's lives, although the introvert germaphobes had a field day for a few years, I think. But for most people, very, very, very difficult time and, huge amount of suffering out there, unimaginable suffering. So organizations have had to change their focus for some time from, we drive people, we've got this unending pool of talent to we actually need to help people through this really difficult time. And we need to get radically more flexible to make that happen. And one of the insights from neuroscience that's really helpful is there is an outsized and non-obvious effect of giving people a sense of control or flexibility in a situation. And we've kind of seen this in companies that are trying to force people back to the office and just how much, reaction there is to that. But this was one of the things that particularly during the pandemic, really helped people be okay, was they suddenly could control their diet, their exercise, their sleep, all these other things. But We need to kind of maximize this perception of control that employees have. Of course, doing that in a way that can scale and in a way that is feasible, it doesn't mean control over everything. But the more of a sense of control people have, the more able they are to deal with really difficult stresses. And I'll give you an example, quick study, very quick one. Giving people just a choice over how they design their cubicle gave them about a day a week more productivity than people who couldn't design their cubicle in a controlled study. A day a week more. So very small amounts of control end up having a non-obvious and outsized effect. It's really remarkable how much people care about this.
So now let's go to another element, which is mental illness. And I understand that 1 out of 4 people have mental illness. So you have an organization of 100,000 people. You have 25,000 people with varying degrees of mental illness. Number one, this is something CEOs need to reconcile and figure out. Why does the brain have that mental illness, and how can that be solved?
That's a very long conversation, and if there was an easy answer to that, we would have solved that problem. I would just say that the brain works in a spiral. We're either spiraling upwards or spiraling downwards. If we're in a slightly upwards positive sense, then, neutral things will seem positive and, someone's happy face will seem very happy. But if we're already in a downward spiral, then a neutral thing like someone saying hi can seem negative, and, something that's, challenging can seem very challenging. So we're in this upward or downward spiral, and we've had a lot of negativity in the outside world, incredible challenges, and in organizations. So, we can't control for mental health in organizations, of course. What we can do is do our best to create positive environments. And one of the most important things is people feeling heard, feeling like they can speak up, feeling like they have a voice, separate to feeling like they have choices. But it's a close second. And certainly a lot of organizations are working on this construct, on on the concept of psychological safety or speaking up. And it turns out to be a very helpful thing for turning down the stress response that people have, and a big area of our research as well. So you certainly can't solve the problem, but you can do a lot to reduce it.
Okay, so let's go back to the CEOs. What is the one piece of advice that you give them? And you can't say, go read The Brain at Work. What is, if you could give CEOs one piece of advice in how they can function better, and then one piece of advice on how their teams can function better, because you're talking about turning around the culture in weeks instead of 3 to 5 years. What is the first step that they should take?
If I had one sentence, I would say, pay attention to your attention, right? Your attention itself, like your ability to focus, is your working memory. I was talking about before, but this ability to focus is your tool for understanding situations, solving problems, making decisions, responding adaptively. Like, your ability to focus well is everything. So pay attention to how it works well, when you need to switch it off and have breakthrough ideas come through. So pay attention to your attention, if I had one sentence, would be the answer.
And if you need to spur on creativity and you only have a half hour, what's the secret to that?
That's actually something we've known about for a long time. It turns out that this working memory we've been talking about, or your attention, is actually a really terrible tool for solving complex problems. For solving complex problems, which is where we need creativity, right? Solving complex problems, you need the deeper regions of your brain to actually answer things for you. And that actually happens when your brain is quiet and when you're internally focused and when you're not trying to solve the problem, but you're kind of taking a walk or having a shower or exercising, taking a nap. When you hit what's called an impasse and you're stuck on something, go and do something else is actually a great strategy. And you'll see this in your own attention if you watch it. When you get stopped, come back to things after a rest, and you'll have much, much better ideas.
And there you have it. And I remember Dawn Zier was the CEO of Nutrisystems, MIT trained. And what she told me is she used to have her meetings walking with people, and it changed the whole outcome of it. So I want to thank you, David. What a spectacular and inspiring interview this has been.
Thanks very much. Appreciate the opportunity. And I'll leave you with two quick quotes. One from a colleague at NASA. We've done a lot of work there. She said, we can work out where a hunk of metal will be a million miles away in 10 years, but we can't work out what's going to happen in a meeting tomorrow. The more you understand about the brain, the better you can actually predict that. Not fully predict, but you can develop the probabilities. The second thing is from Theodore Zeldin, who's a philosopher at Oxford. He said, when will we make the same breakthroughs in the way we relate to each other as we've made in technology? And again, I think that the language of the brain gives you some tools to have that matrix moment of really seeing in real time what's actually happening and adapting, as a more effective leader.
And that's a wrap. So to everyone here, just think about this, CEOs. Number one, make people feel that they're being heard, but give them choices. And here is one simple thing you can do for every new employee. We heard it from Dr. David Rock. Let them design their cubicle. That will save enormous amounts of time and increase productivity dramatically. See you next week.
Thanks so much.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.